In 1938, three revenue agents sneaked across the Big Brown in a rented flatboat in search of the source of Old Paget. Their covert invasion of the island was flawed in many ways, the obvious being the original idea itself. But for some reason, they chose midnight as their hour to cross the river. They were dismembered and buried in deep graves. In 1943, a strange event occurred in Ford County. An honest man was elected sheriff, or high sheriff, as he is commonly known. His name was Kuntz Lantrip, and he wasn't really that honest, but certainly sounded good on the stump. He vowed to end corruption, to clean up county government, to put the bootleggers and moonshiners, even the Pagets, out of business. It made for a nice speech, and Lantrip won by 8 votes. His supporters waited and waited, and finally, 6 months after taking office, he organized his deputies and crossed the Big Brown on the only bridge, an ancient wooden structure that had been built by the county in 1915 at the insistence of Clovis. The Pagets sometimes used it in the springtime when the river was high. No one else was allowed to cross it. 2 of the deputies were shot in the head, and Lantrip's body was never found. It was carefully laid to rest on the banks of a swamp by 3 Paget Negroes. Buford, the eldest son of Clovis, supervised the burial. The massacre was hot news in Mississippi for weeks, and the governor threatened to send in the National Guard. But the Second War was raging, and D-Day soon captured the attention of the country. There wasn't much left of the National Guard anyway, and those who were able to fight had little interest in attacking Paget Island. The beaches of Normandy would be more inviting. With the noble experiment of an honest sheriff behind them, the good people of Ford County elected one from the old school. His name was Mackey Don Coley, and his father had been the high sheriff back in the 20s when Clovis was in charge of Paget Island. Clovis and the senior Coley had been rather close, and it was widely known that the sheriff was a rich man because Old Paget was allowed to move so freely out of the county. When Mackey Don announced his candidacy, Buford sent him $50,000 in cash. Mackey Don won in a landslide. His opponent claimed to be honest. There was a widely held but unprofessed belief in Mississippi that a good sheriff must be a little crooked to ensure law and order. Whiskey, whoring, and gambling were simply facts of life, and a good sheriff must be knowledgeable in these affairs to properly regulate them and protect the Christians. Those vices could not be eliminated, so the high sheriff must be able to coordinate them and synchronize the orderly flow of sin. For his coordinating efforts, he was to be paid a little extra from the purveyors of such wickedness. He expected it. Most of the voters expected it. No honest man could live on such a humble salary. No honest man could move quietly through the shadows of the underworld. For the better part of 100 years following the Civil War, the Pagets owned the sheriffs of Ford County. They bought them outright with sacks of cash. Mackey Don Coley received $100,000 a year, it was rumored, and during election years, he got whatever he needed. And they were generous with other politicians. They quietly bought and kept influence. They asked little. They just wanted to be left alone on their island. After the Second War, the demand for moonshine began a steady decline. Since generations of Pagets had been schooled to operate outside the law, Buford and the family began to diversify into other forms of illicit commerce. Selling only timber was dull and subject to too many market factors, and most important, did not generate the piles of cash the family expected. They ran guns, stole cars, counterfeited, bought and burned buildings to collect insurance. For 20 years, they operated a highly successful brothel on the county line until it mysteriously burned in 1966. They were creative and energetic people, always scheming and searching for opportunity, always waiting for someone to rob. There were rumors, quite significant at times, that the Pagets were members of the Dixie Mafia, a loose-knit gang of redneck thieves who ran rampant through the Deep South in the 60s. These rumors were never verified and were, in fact, discounted by many because the Pagets were simply too secretive to share their business with anyone. Nonetheless, The rumors persisted for years, and the Pagets were the source of endless gossip in the cafes and coffee shops around the square in Clanton. They were never considered local heroes, but certainly legends. In 1967, a younger Paget fled to Canada to avoid the draft. He drifted to California, where he tried marijuana and realized he had a taste for it. After a few months as a peacenik, he got homesick and sneaked back to Paget Island. He brought with him 4 pounds of pot, which he shared with all his cousins, and they too were quite taken with it. He explained that the rest of the country, and primarily California, was toking like crazy. As usual, Mississippi was at least 5 years behind the trend. The stuff could be grown cheaply, then hauled to the cities where there was demand. His father, Gil Paget, grandson of Clovis, saw the opportunity, and soon many of the old cornfields were converted to cannabis. A 2,000-foot strip of land was cleared for a runway, and the Pagets bought themselves an airplane. Within a year, there were daily flights to the outskirts of Memphis and Atlanta, where the Pagets had established their network. To their delight and with their help, marijuana finally became popular in the Deep South. The moonshining slowed considerably. The brothel was gone. The Pagets had contacts in Miami and Mexico, and the cash was coming in by the truckloads. For years, no one in Ford County had a hint that the Pagets were trafficking in drugs, and they never got caught. No Paget was ever indicted for a drug-related offense. In fact, not a single Paget had ever been arrested. 100 years of moonshining, stealing, gun-running, gambling, counterfeiting, whoring, bribing, even killing, and eventually drug manufacturing, and not a single arrest. They were smart people, careful, deliberate, patient with their schemes. Then Danny Paget, Gil's youngest son, was arrested for the rape and murder of Rhoda Castlelaw.